Good morning. It's time for the Estate and Medicaid Planning Show with the Herzog Law Firm.
Will you still need me? Will you still feed me when I'm 64?
Good morning. My name is Dave Kabikian.
And good morning. My name is Jay Marie Schaefer.
Good morning, Jay Marie. Jay Marie and I are two of the attorneys from the Herzog Law Firm, and some combo of Jay Marie and I, Phil Vacchio, are here every weekend with Ben Patton.
Good morning.
Talking to you about estate planning and elder law. It's a call-in show. 518-476-5900 is the number if you'd like to speak to Jay Marie or myself or Ben.
Yeah.
And if you'd like to come into one of our four offices up in Queensbury, down in Kingston, in the middle, in Albany and Saratoga Springs, you could reach us at 518-465-7581. Jay Marie, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm well.
What's going on?
I am upset about the rain this afternoon because I'm going to a pool party.
Oh.
A pool party. Well, yeah. You can't get more wet than being in a pool, right? That's okay.
You can't have a
pool. If it's a lightning party, you know, then that's a different
party. But. Right. A pool party in the rain is not very fun.
Is it supposed to? I saw intermittent, like cloudy for sure, right?
Showers and storms later.
Oh. Yeah.
That wildfire smoke's coming back too. So,
oh boy.
I saw what I think was the sunrise this morning, but you could. It's weird when you can stare directly at the sun and
it just
looks
hazy,
like a little
right?
circle.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You still shouldn't stare directly at the sun.
Well,
thanks, Mom.
Yeah, it was.
Didn't you learn that from the eclipse? I know.
Well, yes, but that's where it's like, you know, you understand. It looks like this. It's weird.
Yeah.
No,
it's all
weird
out there. It's post-apocalyptic.
It is kind of beautiful, though. I mean, like when you get a sunset with a smoky haze, it looks reddish. It's just really nice.
Well, we don't have a topic yet, but not to get off topic, the best sunsets are because there's stuff in the air.
Yes. Right.
And the light refracts or that's whatever, right. reflects. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
You've been out of school a while and you still know that?
That's why like the best sunsets I've ever seen were like over New York City.
Yes.
Because of all the stuff in the air.
That's right.
So it ends up being nice sunsets.
Yeah, yep. Very colorful. Right.
Yeah. So maybe, Jay Marie, at this pool party, you guys are having a good time making the best of it and having a couple glasses of wine, perhaps, you'll see this beautiful sunset at the end.
Hopefully.
Maybe it'll just storm all day, right, Ben?
It'll just storm all day.
We never know.
I hate to think about that, but yeah, it could. Yeah, it could.
Well, Jamie, you know, just before you walked in and as you walked in, we were talking about how we're going to be winding down this show in a couple weeks and it will not be, at least not
in
be
its form.
In its form as a radio program because Saturday mornings and Sunday mornings tend to be pretty tough,
right?
Especially with how good Phil's son is at baseball.
Yeah.
And you know, my daughter plays lacrosse and those are just the eldest of our kids. We still have other kids
behind, right?
And however, the message is really always very, very, very important in getting the word out there and making sure people are informed about this area of life because it is a really confusing area of life, Jamie.
It is. And there's still other ways people can get information from us. We'll be doing you and Phil have done TV appearances.
We've done TV appearances.
I know, that's a big deal.
Right. Yeah. Phil was like, how many times, come on, tell me. And then it was, just picture Long Island accent, Phil.
Yeah.
He's like, tell me, how many times did you watch that thing? And I was like, I've only watched it twice because I can't look at myself, but I've listened to it because I wanted to hear it. I always listen to the radio. Mm-hmm. It's very odd. To see you know how it's weird to hear your own voice?
I don't like hearing my own voice, yeah.
You're going to really hate seeing yourself because I can't stand it. It's
that's
so weird.
That's weird.
I don't like it.
I do listen. I've never really been on TV before, but I've been, you know, I listen to myself on the radio.
Yeah, I feel
just
like
to hear stuff that way I say it may not come across as, you know, so I get it.
I listen to like 3-4 times each week. I'll listen to this show. I just want to hear.
But Ben, you have the radio voice.
Yeah, so. You do have a radio
Thank
voice.
Thank you.
I mean, so
that's very kind.
When you listen to it, you must be like, I sound good, right?
So. See, you have a voice for radio. We have a face for radio.
Now stop. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
Cut it out. Come on now.
Well, so we have a couple more weeks, and we'll talk more about it. And we think maybe we'll have really cool podcast perhaps that we'll be producing here.
That's cool.
And come up with topics, and everything is always available on our website, herzoglaw.com. So we'll figure all that out. But
it
might even have special guests.
Oh, heck yeah.
Toward the end.
Yeah,
so
for sure.
That would be nice.
Maybe blasts from the past.
That's right.
Perhaps.
That's way past.
So, Jamrie, I had this topic that I thought of because I had two completely different scenarios where this like analogy came up, and and I know how you love my analogies.
You're great with analogies.
Love analogies.
You know, well, normally you poo-poo the analogies.
I'm just saying. Yes.
But this is a good one.
Okay.
Because, so the idea is Goldilocks. And we all know Goldilocks is that, you know, there's, you know, the porridge is too hot, it's too cold, it's just right, the bed.
That's right.
Know,
too
all
big,
that.
Too small.
And that actually applies in a couple of things we do. And the first one, maybe the big one, is when we talk about planning ahead of time, we always are talking about trusts and this Medicaid trust. And the question is it irrevocable, revocable? And we get into other analogies there. And in talking to a client, I was just like, look, we want you to have as much power as humanly possible and allowed by law, but we can't just step over that line and give you that one extra like thing where you have too much power.
Right.
And really, it's this Goldilocks idea, because when people hear irrevocable, they think that they're going to be powerless if they do this trust. Mm-hmm. It's not the fact, and just not the fact.
Yeah, that's right. So you do have some power, but like just enough to not make it revocable.
So, Jamrie, walk us through just some of the attributes of the trust where clients retain the ability to do A, B, C, you know?
Yeah. So I think, and my favorite one I tell them, is that you can fire the trustee.
Oh, yes. This is a good one. So you're going right for the jugular.
Oh, because that's my favorite one.
Well, so, So, Jamrie, hold on.
Yeah.
I thought you said it's irrevocable. Of course, that means I can't change anything, right? Right. No.
That's what you would think.
Right.
That's right. So irrevocable in one sense is that you are not the trustee.
Yeah.
You have to name someone else the trustee. But you keep the right to remove and replace that trustee at any time.
Like a puppet. You know,
that's right.
That you control a puppet. You don't ask a puppet, can you please dance for me? You make
that's
the puppet
right.
dance. And if they're unable to dance, they're tangled, maybe they're unwilling.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe, you know, bad things happen to trustees. There's falling out. They're on vacation and you want your money. Well, guess what?
That's right.
You could amend your trust.
You want to sell your house and they don't want to do it. All right. You're not going to not sell your house. You're going to fire the trustee and put someone else in.
1,000%. So the trustee in a way is like a means to an end. We need that trustee to check that box to Medicaid to show them that, yes, the creator of this trust can't do everything by myself.
That's right.
But I can make my puppet do it for me.
Yeah, that's right. So most of the time you're relying on the trustee. So that gives you not direct control, but you have indirect control.
Yeah, I always say capital C control, big picture control.
Right.
You know, just like, you know, you and I are partners with Phil at the law firm. And I'd say we control the law firm, right? Because we get to fire our wonderful staff if we needed to or want, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's the kind of control, right? We still control things. That's not the only thing you can change. You can change more than just the trustee.
You can. So this also blows people's minds that you can also change the beneficiaries.
Whenever you feel like it.
Whenever you feel like it. It's not set in stone.
And of course you can. You have to. Why would you do this kind of trust if you couldn't? You know what I mean, Jamrie? Mm-hmm. Like, so the goal is to make life easy when we pass away, avoid probate. Mm-hmm. The goal is to make sure we have all those rules for who gets our money and grandkids and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. The goal is to protect money in case we have those long-term care needs. But to me, the most important piece of it is that those goals only work if I keep control or if you keep control or if the client keeps control. And that ability to fire the trustee, we laugh it off. That's a big deal.
That is a big power.
And then, of course, life changes. You can change your trust whenever you feel like it in terms of beneficiaries. To me, the biggest power or the power we talk about the most is, you know, people say, well, I'm not sure if I'm going to be in this house forever.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, great. So we could sell your house. Mm-hmm. You call the shots.
That's right.
You say, I don't want to live here anymore. I want to move down south. I want to, you know, downsize. I want to have an apartment. You can sell your house. Now, Jamrie, if it's your trust, you are not signing the deed.
You're not signing the paperwork.
Because you're the creator of the trust. You control it. So you get your little minion to do it for you.
That's right. Yeah. I had a client just yesterday who it's time to downsize. So they're selling their house and moving into an apartment.
It's great.
Which is great. So they, you know, called, know what they had to do. Their trustee, who only lives a few hours away, has to sign everything. But no problem. They can certainly do it.
And then the next related question they ask is, well, does that five-year clock start all over again if I sell my house?
Right. And also is, you know, where is there a trust account?
Yeah.
Do you have a trust account? Right.
Well, so you don't lose protection if you did turn a house into money. Again, we're talking about all these powers that we want someone to have. We're not at too much power yet.
This is still within the normal realms. Yeah. That's right.
And so even more so, you could add things to the trust. Mm-hmm. Under New York law, it gets a little technical, but under New York law, there's a statute that allows any trust to be undone partially or entirely. So if principal money needs to leave that trust, there's an avenue under New York law for that to happen.
That's right.
And on and on and on. But wait, there's more, you know, it's like an infomercial. When we pass away one day, don't want to talk about it. Well, guess what? Our kids are going to get, our beneficiaries are going to get those trust assets tax free.
Yes, that's right.
They're going to get it with a step up in the tax basis. A couple weeks ago, we had a big tax basis show. It was crazy, Jamie. We didn't get any callers that day. I don't know why.
How does that happen?
We were deep into the Internal Revenue Code.
Ben, how did you let that go on?
I know. It's just the girls. Come on now.
I know.
I'll tell you
that's
what.
That's right.
I listened to that show. It was a good show.
It was a good show.
It was a very good show.
You listened to it probably a few times.
I did.
It sounds a little technical and boring.
To the untrained ear, yes, it could be.
Honest,
but
right.
it
means a lot.
Okay.
Well, we did a good job.
Okay. You did a good job.
But more importantly, beneficiaries, back to the trust, beneficiaries get things tax-free.
They get it tax-free. So a lot of people say it's an irrevocable trust. I've heard there's no step-up in basis. I've had clients not want to do it because of that.
Jamie, I'm going to send you that show. You have to listen to it. It was a good one, seriously. Okay. But that was the impetus to it. We had a client who had a $50,000 error by their accountant about capital gains, likely because it was the wrong analysis of the right kind of trust.
That's right.
So
people, please read the handout we give you about the tax return, you know. Sorry, just had to say that.
Yeah, for sure.
Because when we do a trust, we tell you ahead of time, it's a grantor trust. We show you how to do the right tax filing. So it's all spelled out for you. We try and make it as easy as possible.
And always happy to talk to your accountants and financial advisors as well.
That's right.
So you have this trust, Jamie, that it accomplishes these goals you want to do. Mm-hmm. You have the power to amend. You have the power to change your trustee and fire them. You can change your beneficiaries. Right. Principal can leave the trust during your life. You're the income beneficiary of the trust. So if you do put money in, if you do put investments in, you, Jamie, are entitled to the dividends and interest.
That's right. And sometimes people have an investment account that they're counting on those dividends. They're using that as part of their retirement income. Well, we can still protect that money and let you still have your income.
Now, all these powers, we would say, are the just right powers. We need to have those powers. If you didn't have these powers, I'd say the trust is not doing enough. And sometimes we see older trusts. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's Herzog older trust, but for the most part, we're pretty good. But other people's trusts, other attorneys' trusts, especially the older ones, where maybe there's not enough of these powers. You know, there's a provision we added a couple of years ago that allows direct transfers to a beneficiary. You're allowed to do that. It's a great way to remove money from the trust.
Yes,
you know, there's
it's
an evolving landscape.
Yeah, there are some. I think I had I did have a trust recently that did not give you the power to change trustees.
Yeah.
And I'm like, why would they not put that in there? Right? No reason, but. Now they're stuck with whoever the trustee is.
So we have the just right powers. We're going to talk after the break about the what's too much power, because sometimes we see trusts that go a little too far in giving clients power. We'll be right back with the second half of the Herzog Law Firm's Estate Planning Show right after this.
Thanks for listening to the Estate and Medicaid Planning Show with the Herzog Law Firm. This is a weekly presentation to help you learn more about protecting your assets you've worked hard for, options available for Medicaid planning, and more. Herzog Law has offices located in Corporate Woods in Albany, Saratoga Springs, and 11 and 130 North Front Street in Kingston. Their attorneys are available to help you. To schedule an appointment to speak with David, Jay Marie, or Phil, please call us during normal business hours, Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. To contact the Albany or Saratoga offices, call 518-465-7581. To reach the Kingston office, call 845-338-6405. Let the Herzog Law Firm help navigate a plan that works for you and your family. Now back to the Estate and Medicaid Planning Show with the Herzog Law Firm.
Good morning. We're back. My name is Dave Kabikian.
And my name is Jane Marie Schaefer.
Jane Marie and I, in the first half, we're talking to you about the Goldilocks parable. What should we call this? I don't even know what a parable is.
It's a fairy tale.
Okay. Yeah, that's good.
Well, I know what Goldilocks is, but I don't know
what... the parable is?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You didn't think I knew what Goldilocks was?
Well, no. Instead of parable, I was saying fairy tale.
Oh, okay. Yes.
Yeah, fairy tale.
Yes.
Well, I mean like the... Yes, yes. I gotcha.
Yeah.
Well, how does Goldilocks possibly apply to estate planning and elder law? You say, mm-hmm. Well, that means you weren't listening into the first 15 minutes of the show. But mm-hmm. We'll tell you, there's too little, too much, just mm-hmm. right. And when it comes to powers that you retain when you're doing mm-hmm. trust planning, especially when we're doing these Medicaid trusts, we don't want you to have too little. Mm-hmm. We also don't want you to have too much because we may lose the protections we think we have.
That's right. We don't want to lose that protection.
And Jamie, a couple of months ago, Phil and I were on, and we talked about a trust that he had seen, mm-hmm. where right off the bat, he knew something was up. Mm-hmm. They called it a Medicaid trust, mm-hmm. but the client, the settler, the creator of the trust was also the trustee of the trust. And that's one step too far.
I've come across those a few times over the years.
Yeah, what gives with that? Why do you think that happened?
I don't know. As someone who knows a little bit about elder law, but not a lot. I don't know. Because that's a big mistake, right?
I mean, certainly we have clients that want to be trustee or don't want to call their mm-hmm. kid if they need to do something. And,
right.
You know, sometimes trustees can allow the settlers to have certain administrative rights on some accounts.
Yes, that's
But mm-hmm. listen, guys, if your goal is to try to protect your money, mm-hmm. well then, there's going to be a little pain. The pain is that we have it's a puppet show instead of a, one man show mm-hmm. on Broadway. It's now a puppet show.
Yeah.
So there's a puppet mm-hmm. on stage with you, but.
You are making a trade-off. Right?
Yeah.
And the trade-off is usually worth it, right? You're making your child the trustee, but you're protecting a whole lot of assets.
You're checking the box. You said you care about the box. We didn't say that. So if you want that box, we could check it. It'll be this kind of trust.
Right.
The way that principle comes out of the trust, mm-hmm. it's a pain in the butt. It is. It's New York law. We're going to have everyone sign a piece of paper. Sometimes we're amending trusts ahead of time.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. However, if you want principle out of the trust under New York law, there's a mm-hmm. statute for it called revocation of trusts. Mm-hmm. Money can leave this trust. Not as easy as you go into the bank and grabbing the money.
Right.
So here's the solution. Don't put all your money in the trust. Leave plenty out.
I know. I always tell clients, each of you, each one, its case is different, right?
Yeah.
Some people want to protect all the money. I'm hearing more and more lately a lot of clients who say, I want to spend all my money before I die.
Well, so...
yes.
That would be me over here.
I know.
We already told the kids we're spending it all.
I mean, that's just a popular sentiment. I love it. Yeah. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I completely agree. And when clients say that to me, and I should say, like, I personally think you feel the same way. I think Phil feels the same way. We don't care what the client does. Whatever you want. Mm-hmm. Sounds great.
That's right.
Our job is to inform you and educate you on all these different things.
Right.
Doing a trust, revocable or the Medicaid trust, we're not saying we're not going to spend all our money.
No.
You can spend all your money.
Right.
We're just saying the money you ended up not spending, mm-hmm. it would be nice if that actually still existed.
Right.
And it was protected and then goes to your beneficiaries. Right?
See, I agree with that.
Yeah.
But we're spending it all.
Yeah. We're spending it.
Sounds great.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's right.
Another benefit I was just going to bring up, Jamie, that I forgot about on the plus side, when we do sell that house one day,
right?
most of those sales are going to be completely capital gains tax-free as well, because we still get the STAR exemption when we own the property. We still get that homeowner exemption for the capital gain as well. So again, it checks off all of those boxes. Just make sure you can't grab the house by yourself. That's all.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, so you're not losing any tax benefits. So if you sell the house, there's no gain. If there's no taxable gain. And when you die and it goes to your kids, they get the step up in basis.
Yep.
So they sell it and they have no taxable gain.
Now, that Goldilocks principle also applies to trust funding. We just started talking about it, right? Mm-hmm. So what is the right amount to put into the trust? What's the wrong amount? And I have a couple hard and fast rules. I'm interested in what your thoughts are on and how you tweak it on your end. So I tell people, obviously, retirement never goes in because it doesn't have to. Medicaid doesn't consider it to be a resource. Mm-hmm. They look at it as income. They want distribution. Mm-hmm. So income always out.
That's right.
I'm a real estate always in kind of guy.
Me too. Yeah.
Always. Every if you own I have a third of a interest in my parents' house. Mm-hmm. Yep. That one third's going in.
Put it in the trust. No harm in doing that. Real estate's really easy to put in.
And my thoughts on it, Jamarie, especially with real estate, is if one of those boxes, the big box we want to check, is avoid probate.
Yep.
We got to put all real property into that trust.
That's right. And you're not giving up much by doing that. You know, especially with the house, there's, you know, 2-3 pages of provisions in there that shows you have all the rights to live in the house and, you know, do everything related to the house. So you still have all these rights practically as if you owned it.
I mean, you may want your trustee to pay the taxes on your house. Ain't going to happen. You're still responsible for it. You're still going to pay the insurance.
Yes.
And all that. When it comes to everything else, though, so it might be bank accounts, it might be CDs, brokerage accounts, cash value and life insurance, all these things that Medicaid counts, right, the toasters that I refer to sometimes. On that, I don't talk about what to put in. I talk about what to leave out. And I say, what's the right amount to leave out? And then once you get to that right number, then put everything else in. Mm-hmm. And to me, the right amount usually has six figures in it if it's a married couple.
Right.
And it might even be, you know, 150 grand,
right.
200 grand maybe if they're a younger couple.
Yeah.
But really, under Medicaid's own rules, we know an applicant can have 33 grand. We know their spouse could have 75 grand without any special, you know, jumping through hoops. That's $108,000, Jamarie.
Yeah.
Bank accounts, CDs, whatever. Just make sure you have beneficiaries on them. TOD, transfer on death, pay on death. Co-owners, you know,
that's
beneficiaries.
Right.
As long as we're good there, you can afford to leave that level of money out of the trust.
Yeah. And that's, you said, it's different for everyone. You know, I usually ask them, are you spending all of your retirement income every month? Right.
Yeah. And if it's Ben, he's going to say yes.
Yes. I'm going to spend it at all.
Why wouldn't you? Yeah.
That's right.
Right. But if you have expenses that go over, you know, your income every month and you're dipping into that savings account, let's leave that out of the trust.
Yeah.
Right.
If you plan on, you know, making improvements to your home or repairs, if you plan on that big trip with your family that you've always been talking about, if you're about to buy a new car and you're I buy my car cash person, that's awesome.
Right. Yeah.
Leave that money out. Don't even include that in that initial figure.
Right.
Because we know in a year or two, you're going to buy that new car. Well, great. You know, keep 200 grand outside the trust. Mm-hmm. I've had people who have even more that they leave out, and what they are doing in effect, guys, is that they're saying, all right, well, in this worst case scenario, everything bad happens at once. Mm-hmm. There is some money that might be lost.
Yes. And they're taking that risk.
However, they might have a million or two in the trust. They have a house. They have a place down south in. They're avoiding probate on the real property. They're protecting really large illiquid assets. They're not protecting some money. But guess what? That's their goal. The goal wasn't to protect every dollar. They don't want to live that way. Sounds great.
Yeah, some clients have said to me, that's enough money in the trust for my kids.
Sure.
And this goes back to, I'm going to spend what is outside.
And then the other piece, Jamarie, is that a lot of times I think people think that when they do a Medicaid trust, they are succumbing to the idea that they are going to only have Medicaid pay for things. The quality of their care is going to be somehow less. They're, you know, there's a world of assisted living. There's a world of memory care. There's a world of 55 plus with home health care aides. There's wonderful, really nice apartments out there in the capital region. Very expensive, with large down payments.
Yes.
Sounds great. I want you to have that money available for
right.
you.
Right. You know, Medicaid doesn't really cover assisted living. So if that's where you're heading, you're going to keep out enough funds to pay for that.
So you can do a trust where you maintain all the right powers. Mm-hmm. The powers that are too much, we still get to the same result. You want money to leave the trust, it'll mm-hmm. still happen. You don't right. like your trust, you want to get rid of it. Mm-hmm. It could be gotten rid of.
Mm-hmm. I don't know why you would, though.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
I don't think I've had anyone completely get rid of it. So
I think I've had two or three scenarios where someone had the mm-hmm. trust and they turned it to a different trust. And they were for wonderful reasons, right? Mm-hmm. Net worth shot up.
Okay, right.
Inheritance
mm-hmm. yeah.
and market. And now they have too much money to Medicaid qualify. To be a realistic right. thing. Mm-hmm. Or we have, you know, now we have an estate tax issue we need to worry about.
Right, right.
I've had situations where someone just said, you know what? Mm-hmm. I'm my goals changed.
Right.
I'm okay having just a revocable trust that I can mm-hmm. grab whenever I want to.
Yeah.
And my mm-hmm. thoughts on the topic are different. I really don't care whatever's left. Like people mm-hmm. say that, you right. know, whatever. Mm-hmm. And when push comes to shove, mm-hmm. we say, well, with a good power of attorney, with, you know, you want to mm-hmm. make sure you hedge mm-hmm. your bets. We can always save half the money last mm-hmm. second and do those right. types of things. But mm-hmm. while times are good, you want to go revocable. You want to mm-hmm. go with just a will. It's your call. Sounds great.
I've seen that more with clients without children, and they're leaving it to nieces and nephews.
Yeah.
And they're, you know, I'm not really going to save all my money for my nieces and nephews as much as I love them, right? But, you know, it's my money. I'll spend it. Whatever is left is left.
And I think that's a good point, Jeremy. You know, our job is just to listen. Mm-hmm. And we hear, you know, right. and in our conversations, we talk about where they're from. And by the way, more and more people are from Long Island. Just saying. Mm-hmm. Because mm-hmm. Long Island is infiltrating the capital mm-hmm. region more and yeah. more every day.
Mm-hmm. Is that because Phil's here?
It's, you know what? It's impossible to know for sure, mm-hmm. but I think since Phil moved up, there have been more Long Islanders moving
wow.
up too. So
okay.
we can call it the vacuo effect, mm-hmm. the vacuo mm-hmm. parable.
I like that.
I know. I had someone yesterday or whatever this week from my favorite place on Long Island that people can't say.
Oh, Ronkonkoma?
Yes, Ronkonkoma.
Is that right?
Yeah, they were from Ronkonkoma.
I did look up the definition of parable.
Yeah.
It's a short, simple story used to illustrate a moral or spiritual lesson.
Oh, wow.
So there you go.
I think we just created mm-hmm. the Goldilocks parable applied to estate planning.
There you go.
It's yes. wonderful. Okay. I was just saying real quick, when a client says, I want to make things easy mm-hmm. for my kid, for my niece, right? That's avoid probate. That's
yes.
that's code for I want to avoid probate. If they say, I don't want the government to get another red cent,
right?
You know what that means,
yep.
right? Let's save money wherever we can.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And we're not shoving it down your throat. If those are your goals,
yeah,
there's a trust for that.
There's a trust for that.
You know,
right.
but we got to make sure that we're doing this balance and not giving you too much power. Mm-hmm. And I think you're right. You said it before. Sometimes when it's not a fully operational estate planning elder law attorney,
yes.
some of these too mm-hmm. big of these powers will creep in to the trust as opposed to mm-hmm. when it's us.
Yes, that's right. So, you know, if you have a trust from another attorney, we can review it and make sure it meets your goals. Like, I thought I had a Medicaid trust, but, oh, maybe you don't. Maybe there's some powers in there.
We'd love to see you come into the office, 518-465-7581, mm-hmm. to see us in one of the four offices.
More power. More power.
Dr. Evil over here.
There you go.
Well, I think we're just about done here, Ben, huh?
We are. Well, at least for this show. We still have two left.
We got two more shows.
Got two more left.
If you didn't yes. hear in the front, we'll be ending the show after two more. August 1st will be our final Herzog Law Firm show.
That is sad.
It is sad.
It is sad.
And we've been doing it for a long time. I mean, I know I was away for a little while, but for a long time.
Yeah, we'll see. Just bring some tissue boxes in 2 weeks.
But Dave, I listen to you on the radio every week.
That's not going to happen. Take care, guys. Have a good weekend.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to the Estate and Medicaid Planning Show with the Herzog Law Firm. For more information on their services, please visit herzoglaw.com. If you would like to speak with one of their attorneys, please contact the Albany office at 518-465-7581 or their Kingston office at 845-338-6405.